This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live at MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson. Alexis is not here today. Filling in, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to try to keep her from not crying in this segment. Ladies and gentlemen, Dawn McClain.
Hey, girl, hey. Hey, boy, hey.
That's right. And over there, filling in for Dawn, he's been up for about 47 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, Brother Rob.
Morning, Jason.
Good morning. Good morning, R2. And good morning to all of you on this Friday, November 15th, 2019. 6:03 is the time. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to National America Recycles Day. Welcome to National Bunt Day. Welcome to National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. Welcome to National Philanthropy Day. Welcome to National Raisin Bran Cereal Day. Oh. Welcome to National Spicy Hermit Cookie Day. What? And welcome, I have no idea, and welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. How the hell is your coffee or refreshing beverage? Oh, there's our opening again. Dawn McClain?
I am drinking a sparkling ice pink grapefruit drink that I thieved from MC's fridge this morning.
Oh,
actually,
nice.
It's double bad because it's his kids. It
you
belongs
stole
to his kid.
From the mouths of babes?
Yeah. You know, the babe is 14, so I think he'll be okay.
He's fine.
And there
are
about 20 of them in there, and I'm welcome to anything in the fridge. So I didn't steal it, but it is good.
A plus B plus C. Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. Brother Rob, how's your water?
Actually, I got the good golden brew today, herbal brew. The turmeric ginger tea is working just fine.
Nice. Okay. And I am enjoying, thank you for asking. I am enjoying a ginormous cup of iced coffee. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Well, we are not going to beat around the bush or the carriage today because we are delighted to tell you that the reason Alexis is not here isn't because she's at a craft fair, isn't because she's helping on hell with a toy show, isn't because she's making yarn out of cat hair. It is because yesterday they welcomed their baby boy yesterday.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, boy, she really did have a scheduled vacation, so it's perfect for her.
I know. 3 ounces... Or, I'm sorry, 3 pounds, 3 ounces, 3 pounds, 7 ounces. It's baby boy. We do not know the name. I told Lex yesterday, I said, girl, you better send a home. You better text Dawn. You better text me because people are going to be asking. You know they are. And she goes, yeah. She said they're getting to know the baby.
Right.
Yeah, because... Yes. This is a little earlier than they expected.
Yeah.
So they thought they had more time. So thought they had a couple more months.
Say she ready. I was saying yesterday, just thinking he ready.
Uh-huh. He ready. He was like, hi, I'm here, everybody. Yeah. And And we were laughing because, well, I laughed, I cried. It was better than Cats. Yeah. But the first thing she said to me, and I couldn't, well, for various reasons, I couldn't wait, Dawn and I couldn't wait to talk to you about this. But Dawn, I don't know about you, but the first thing, well, I got to tell you, though, okay, let me tell you the first thing Alexis said to me, which is so classic Alexis. I thought, well, this is going in segment one of the radio show. Mm-hmm. The first thing she wrote was, where is it? Let me go back. Where is it? She goes, Jason! And which is very weird because she rarely calls me by my name, which was like, she goes, Jason! Exclamation point. I had a baby boy and I had him vaginally.
Yeah.
And I died laughing, like died laughing because, and I didn't even read anymore because there was a little paragraph and I just, because if you're new to our show, one of Alexis's most famous stories is back in 09 or 10. She was in the gym locker room and a mother, a new mother was there. And she asked the woman, total stranger, if she had delivered the baby vaginally. So, but yeah, so she's like, Jason, I had a baby boy and I delivered him vaginally. I was like, oh, Lex. And then I said to her, I said, Alexis, do you realize that you actually had a charity baby?
Right.
Like, you actually had a baby on Give to the Max Day.
That's the best.
Like, that is seriously.
It's hilarious, isn't
Lex,
it?
Lex, you delivered a charity baby.
I'm like, maybe his name should be Max.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh. And you know, as far as all the details we know, we're not going to share that with you because it's private, obviously, it's her story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our story to tell. So we don't have information for you. But
no.
You know, when she comes back and she feels like it, or maybe it'll be next year, you never know. But, you know, we just need to give her time to be with her family. And thank goodness her family was actually scheduled to come in.
Yes.
So that is really just a miracle in itself. It's beautiful and wonderful. Her mother's here and, you know, her mom and dad and just, oh, just, it's just awesome. It's,
yeah.
I'm so happy for her. And,
absolutely.
You know, this baby's going to be great. Anhil was premature, you know.
Yes.
Look how big he is.
Yeah. So. Yeah. What Dawn said, what we just told you is basically all we know. I mean, that's all. Yeah. So even if we could, and we wouldn't, but even if we could, we don't know anything else. So if you're post, you know, if you have any more questions, I know it's all out of love, but we really don't know anything. And and Alexis is very private. So when she's ready to talk about things, she'll be back. We don't know when she'll be back too. I mean, she could be back and she could come back and then leave again. We don't know. So we'll when we know, you will probably know right about the time we know, to be very honest with you. And that brings me to what I was laughing yesterday, Dawn. I don't know if you saw some of the comments, but people thought that you and I were acting yesterday during the show. Meaning they thought that we knew yesterday morning, so we were lying all morning about vacation. No. I didn't know. I got to tell you, I didn't know about the baby.
Why do people always think we're liars?
I don't know. Well, no, they think we're just pretending. Yeah. But no, we did not know in the morning. No. Lex.
That was the afternoon where we got
the word. And I got word in the most goofy of ways. I got back home. I left job four a little earlier than I have been.
Good.
So I had a moment. I had a moment at home. Mm-hmm. I could, you know, watch some Disney Plus. So I'm just chilling. I Colin left. I was like, I need everybody out of the house. I need
alone time.
Dawn.
Take the
Dawn,
dogs.
Seriously. Myself. Yeah. It was so funny. Myself. I'll tell you this story later. But anyway, so I'm home alone and I got a text message from a friend. And she was in front of a friend that knows Lex. And so my friend texts me. She goes, Lex had her baby? And I was like, what? And I don't know. I don't know yet. And I laughed out loud. I'm like, this is so typical. Uh-huh. This is so typical of us. And every step of the way, the charity baby, Lex's first words to me, it was quintessential Jason Lex. It was just our interactions. But yeah, I said, I don't know. I texted B. Arthur. I go, Wackadoodle, do you know anything? She goes, no, I don't know anything. And then so I sent a text message checking on her. And then that's when she sent me the Jason. And I was so happy. Yeah. Oh, I was just distant.
I was a lot happier, but then I had to go back to watching Under the Tuscan Sun.
Oh, no. I thought both of those things would be on the same level of happiness.
I was in hell, and then I was happy, and then I had to go back to hell.
Oh, well, see, to me, that would be the equal levels of happiness, Dawn. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know.
Yeah, but, Force Movie Reviews will be getting my review at 8:30 of Under the Tuscan Sun.
I can't wait for that, and I can't wait for that. Yeah, that's coming up at 8:30. But so thank you, my talkers. I skimmed through some of your comments on Lex's posts, on My Talk's posts. Y'all are so lovely, so loving, and your love for Alexis means a lot to both of us.
Can I say something really quick? Because, you know, I'm ultra protective about her.
Girl, you have 3 months now where you literally, you are going to be able just to relax. You're not going to be doing any jobs. You have moved into the co-host seat for a while. So, yes.
Okay, so I want to say this in the nicest way possible.
Say it in a Dawn way. Who cares? Okay. You're Dawn.
All right. So I know that you love Alexis out there and you feel like she's your best friend and you might feel tempted to send her personal messages through Instagram or Twitter or whatever. And you might feel like she's your best friend, but she's not. So put public comments up because social media is our job. And so we don't want her doing her job or feel like she has to do her job.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes, and was totally. That kind enough in the way that
it
I said
it? Was very
that?
Sweet, yes.
Because you all are very well-meaning. You might think, oh, no, not me. I've known Alexis for 10 years. You don't understand, Dawn. No, I mean you.
She's going to feel obligated. Yeah, she's going to feel obligated.
Please don't overwhelm her. And, you know, we just need her to be able to spend this time with her family. And, you know, even Jason and I had limited contact. You know, let's just... You know, I know, but you have to think about the thousands of people that love Alexis and that's, you know, she's a hard worker on social media. So even if you've already sent her one, don't send her another. Like, well-meaning, she knows she feels the collective love. I'll just say it that way.
I leave her alone. I texted her twice. I'm like, girl, bye.
Exactly. Let her be with her family. That time is so precious. It goes by so fast.
Yeah. It is 6:14. We're going to take a break. More when we return.
And I know it wasn't right.
We are so glad that you're here. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1 on this Friday, November 15th, 2019. Coming up on 6:21. I'm Jace. Alexis. Lex is obviously off today. Obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, a little taking a day off. Taking a day off for a couple months. Dawn McClain is here. Brother Rob is here. And happy weekend, everybody. We are here. Mm-hmm. We have made it. I asked this question yesterday. I'm going to ask it again. 6 o'clock, friends. Did this week fly by or did it in fact go like turtle sex? I don't know.
Yeah.
Dawn? I mean,
for me.
Did it fly by for you?
No, it went by pretty slow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of different things. You know, when things aren't exactly the same as they always were, things tend to feel a little more labor intensive.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. Yeah.
No. I know. Rob, did it go fast or slow for you?
I had one day kind of run right into the other. It's just all like a blur. So
see,
it kind of went fast.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Jason?
I get it.
You don't know.
I have no idea. I don't even know what day it is today. I honestly don't know. Yesterday on the talk show, if you guys saw it, or you saw, if you follow us on YouTube or Facebook, I had one of those moments where I laughed genuinely out loud. The toy guy who comes around, I think he's on my show like twice a year, usually obviously around this time of year for Santa and for parents. He brings the hottest toys, Chris Byrne. You can follow him on Instagram. He's a great guy. He goes to all Dawn. He goes to the hot, like he goes to Japan and China and he goes across the U.S. He sees the hot toys before we see them and Santa sees them. And he brought this toy that my producer, Jeff, has worked with me so long that he knows my reactions. He knows what I'm going to love.
Uh-huh.
He knows what's going to get a reaction out of
this episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Me. And he said we had divided Chris into two segments because he had about 10 toys. And so before each segment, Jeff meets with me again. You know, he comes over to me and briefly goes over what we're getting ready to do.
Right.
And he looks at me and he goes, Jace, no matter how much you ad lib, I need you to get these first five in this first segment. I need you to get to number five.
Okay.
He goes, I don't want to tell you what it is, but I need you to get there. And I said, he goes, because you're just trust me, it's going to be a great end to that segment. So I'm keeping this in mind as we're going through toys one through four. I'm not spending a lot of time on them.
Right.
Because I, in my mind, I know I need to get to this fifth one, whatever this is.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, oh, that's cute. Okay, that's cute. And I'm like, okay, in my head, I'm counting. I'm like, okay, this is the fourth toy. Okay, here comes number five. And I look at the clock. I'm like, oh, good. I have about a minute and a half to devote to this final toy, which in television, a minute and a half is a long time.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, Chris, what else do we have? And he smiles at me. Like, he looks at me. We lock eyes. And he goes, you're going to love this. He said, I saw this in Japan last year. And I immediately knew it was going to be the toy. Dawn, brother Rob.
Yeah.
He presented to me a booty shaking llama.
Oh, cute. Can we see it on your Facebook?
Yeah.
Or the Facebook?
I'm sending you in the instant messenger. I'm sending you the post.
Oh, cool.
It is a booty shaking llama. And it's like $17. You can get it at, and you can also go to the Jason Show. If you want to see it quickly,
right?
Go to the Jason Show Instagram right now. It's the first post. Let me make sure. I think Jeff made a whole separate video. Yeah, Dawn, go to the Jason Show. Search for Jason. Oh, yeah, there it is. Go to Jason Show TV.
Okay.
It is the very first post, and he's sitting on our table. We named him Lorenzo Llama.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
After Lorenzo Lamas, Falcon Crest star. But it is a twerking llama. I laughed so hard.
Oh, that is so cute.
When they activated this thing, it was the cutest thing. We checked with Targets all throughout the day.
Yeah.
They were sold out.
Of course they were.
Flying off the shelves. So, yeah. The booty shaking llama, everybody. My AbFab item, my gift
so
to you.
Cute.
Go buy it for your kid. They will absolutely love it. Or your 45 year old kid. Yeah.
Right.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this, everyone. Welcome back, everybody. Coming up on 6:32, Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm iTalk 107.1, everything entertainment. Everything baby mine. That's right. If you just joined us a half hour ago, we were thrilled to tell you that Alexis and Angel welcomed a baby boy around this time yesterday. We don't know a lot. We don't even know a name yet, but mama and baby are doing beautifully. So thank you for your kind words. And when we know more, and when Alexis is ready to talk, she will talk. So
yeah.
Thank you all very much for your love. We appreciate it. And I know Alex and Angel appreciate it as well.
Now the big deal.
It's time for...
It's colossal. It's stupendous.
It's massive.
It's so big you wouldn't even believe it. This is huge news.
What's so big about it?
Well... It involves Taylor Swift. That's what it
is. Yeah.
Okay. So there's another round in the fight between Taylor Swift and Scooter Braun.
Yeah, I haven't even read this, so I'm
curious. Oh, I will read it. I will be glad to read it for you because, so let me just give you quick background. Scott Borchetta and Scooter Braun, big music executives. Scott Borchetta owned the label that Taylor Swift worked with for the beginning of her career. Scott Borchetta was also on the last season of American Idol on Fox, by the way, if you're trying to figure out why that name sounds familiar. Big Machine Records.
Yeah.
Then Scott sold that to Scooter Braun. Now Scooter's behind Justin Bieber, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so remember, this story started a couple months ago when Scooter and Taylor were fighting over her old tracks. That now Scooter owns them. Taylor wanted to own them. Scooter, basically, the people said no, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Well, there is a new round to this fight. And let me read you what Taylor Swift posted yesterday on her Instagram account. And then we will discuss. It looks like, did she delete it?
Oh.
Well, luckily I have it. Luckily I have the gist. Okay, here we go. It's still on my, she wasn't on her Instagram. It was on her Twitter. Here we go. Guys, it's been announced recently that the American Music Awards will be honoring me with the Artist of the Decade Award at this year's ceremony. Mm. I've been planning to perform a medley of my hits throughout the decade on the show. Scott Borchetta and Scooter Braun have now said that I'm not allowed to perform any of my old songs on television because they claim that would be re-recording my music before I'm allowed to next year. Additionally, and this isn't the way I had planned on telling you this news, Netflix has created a documentary about my life for the past few years. Scott and Scooter have declined the use of my older music or performance footage for this project, even though there is no mention of either of them or Big Machine Records anywhere in the film. Scott Borchetta told my team that they'll allow me to use my music only if I do these things. If I agree to not re-record copycat versions of my song next year, which is something, I'm both legally allowed to do and looking forward to, and also told my folks that I need to stop talking about him and Scooter Braun. I feel very strongly that sharing what is happening to me could change the awareness level for other artists, potentially help them avoid a similar fate. The message being sent to me is very, very clear. Basically, be a good little girl and shut up or you'll be punished. This is wrong. Neither of these men had a hand in the writing of these songs. They did nothing to create the relationship I have with my fans. So this is where I'm asking for your help. Please let Scooter and Scott know how you feel about this.
Oh.
Scooter also manages several artists who I really believe care about other artists and their work. Please ask them for help with this. I'm asking that maybe they can talk some sense into the men who are exercising control over someone who just wants to play the music she wrote.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
That is something else. She's asking her fans to let them know how they feel. I mean, she's just taking the power of her massive fan base and just throwing it at them. This is a big deal. The way she worded it is, I think it's great. I mean, she's basically laying it out there on the line saying, this is exactly what they told me. Don't talk about us. And also, take back that you are going to re-record your songs because that's going to, if she makes it slightly different and people know which version to download, they're not going to be making money off that library anymore. And that's what they're afraid of. That's very powerful.
We could go back and forth, and there is an argument to be made about contracts and the business aspect of this. I'm sure that Scott and Scooter are protecting what they feel is theirs. There's discrepancy over when did Taylor know this was whatever.
Yeah.
We can debate the finer points of the business aspect. Here's where the rubber hits the road, though. This is not a good look for these two guys.
No way.
In the realm of public perception and in public relation, this is not a good look. Again, they may be totally, and they may be, there are probably areas of this where Taylor is in the wrong. But I'm telling you, in the court of public opinion, that doesn't matter. Perception will become reality. And, yeah. And the perception is that one line in Taylor's message of these guys want this woman to shut up and do what they say.
Oh, it's just revolting that they feel like they can communicate this way and get away with it still. It's just like, she's going to tell everybody, don't you know? I mean, don't make her mad. She's a very powerful woman, and you're trying to take her power away, and it's all about money. And I wish that other artists would not work with them. I mean, I don't know them personally, but I wish that just for the sake of the music industry and artists owning their songs and all the nastiness that's gone on, especially, oh my gosh, with Motown and everything like that.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, can we please just work with people who are decent? And, you know, the only way that you can do that and show that you, you know, download her new songs when she re-records them next year. I would say that so that we can show what we feel about it, for sure.
Also, both of these men are on a level of financial independence
that is outstanding. Right. It's like, you don't know anybody that rich.
So my point being is, let it go. You're on the losing side of a public relations battle, and for the sake of your own reputation and business, is this worth it? Why don't you just sell her? Because obviously she is going to fight this, and I'll say it again, whether she is fundamentally right or wrong, she is obviously going to continue to fight this in the court of public opinion. Is this worth it to you, Scooter Braun? Wouldn't it just be the better thing to do? It would make you look great to just be the bigger person. If you really do think Taylor is in the wrong, be the bigger person, because y'all don't, none of you need any more money.
It's all about ego.
It's all in service to ego right now.
Because beyond money, it's about somebody said no to them, and they're very powerful men. I'm not trying to make them out as these super villains, but honestly, she said, I don't like this, and I'm going to tell people about it. And that moment right there, they said, oh, we'll get back at you for that, for speaking up and trying to ruin my reputation as a man in this industry. And, you know, this is the answer. They'll never let their ego down and agree. And it's sad because, you know, it would serve them better to do the opposite and do what you just said and just let it go.
Let it go.
I mean, I can't believe women in the industry would work with them at this point. I would be embarrassed.
But they do. They have...
and kissing his butt when all this came out at first, all those artists kissing Scooter Braun's butt, just like, oh, you're such a good person, trying to, like, sway people's opinion on social media and publicly posting. I'm like, seriously?
He has huge clients. Mm-hmm. He has Ariana Grande Latte. He has Bieber. Mm-hmm. I'm missing one. Another woman. I can't think of her name. But he does have female artists who are on his side and not siding with Taylor on this. Thus, I'm saying that's the reason I'm saying she may be wrong in a business sense, but I'm telling you, Scooter, I think it would just be a better move for you, for your company, to just sell her the music. Sell her the music. Be done with her.
Yeah. And, you know, I really admire, who I admire is Kelly Clarkson, because she outright just said, she gave her the idea. She's like, oh, girl, just like out on social media, just record your own music. That's what I did. I just re-recorded everything. That's what you should do. For her to publicly stand up basically to that entire train of thought that she needs to be silent to and just putting it out there.
Yeah.
Love that. Love Kelly Clarkson for that.
Demi Lovato is who I was thinking of. She's another friend of Scooter's. So she's come out too. A little more tepid, but she's come in defense of Scooter as well. It is 6:42. November is here, and we have new prizes in the Listener Rewards Treasure Chest. Enter to win a $350 gift card to Lunds and Byerly's, plus movie passes for Harriet, a Panera gift card, and more. Go to mytalk1071.com and click on Listener Rewards to sign up. It is 6:43 when we come back. Winona Judd's daughter. Celebrating something. Don will have that. Plus, reviews are out for Frozen 2. Should people just let this one go? We'll find out when we return.
What happened last night?
It's time for Late Night Funnies.
Funny stuff.
Here's Jason.
Kanye West is appearing at Joel Osteen's mega church service this Sunday, and the tickets are free. But it's $1,000 to leave early.
Some entertainment news. I saw that Netflix and Nickelodeon are teaming up to make movies and TV shows for kids. Yeah, right now Netflix is competing with Disney to make sure your kids never go outside again.
Oh. A South African man went viral when he proposed to his girlfriend at KFC. I guess he liked it so much he had to put a wing on it.
And this is cool. The world's largest Starbucks opens tomorrow in Chicago. The place is huge, 35,000 square feet, 5 stories high. Best of all, it has 2 outlets.
Oh.
Very true. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1. I'm Jace with Dawn filling in for Alexis and brother Rob here as well. 6:49 is the time. I will note that Starbucks that Fallon is referring to, I'm a little sad. It's cool that it's something, but that was previously a fantastic Crate and Barrel store on Chicago's Magnificent Mile. Yeah, brother Rob, you know where that one is?
I used to go there all the time.
Yeah.
When I lived in South Bend, when I was in Indiana, going to Chicago a lot.
Sadly, that Crate and Barrel closed, which shocks me. It's like, if there is one place where Crate and Barrel should not close, it is on Chicago's Magnificent Mile down the road from Oprah Winfrey's old condo. Yeah. I'm just saying, that tells you what a precarious situation brick and mortar retail is in. Mm. And I don't want to get too into the weeds on that, but I'm just saying, that is a bellwether right there. When Crate and Barrel can fold on Michigan Avenue, girl. Just saying. But anyway, I got to see this 5-story Starbucks. That's a lot of coffee, Don.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I love the Bucks of the Star.
Maybe they can figure out how to do some decaf cold press.
Yeah, for you. Oh, yeah. I know.
Maybe. No shade maybe there.
On,
I'm just saying.
Maybe on floor 4. Maybe
okay,
on
it's the decaf floor?
Floor 4. It's floor 4 is all decaf,
Don. Oh,
Dawn.
Wow.
It's
that would be great.
That's the decaf floor. Yeah. Anyway,
not to go off on a tangent here, but
girl, you go. We have 2 more hours.
My friend Chad from my paranormal team. We had a little. You know, whenever you're talking about a product or a business and it seems like a commercial, I always point that out. I'm like,
yes.
This seems like we're doing a live commercial right now. No, but he's like, I was telling him about my special order, and he goes, oh, I hope you've downloaded the Starbucks app because you don't have to wait in line. You just have to. And I've heard this before, but he reminded me. So now I've downloaded that app and I can just go in and pick up my decaf Americano iced with salted cold foam venti with a little bit of sugar-free vanilla.
Let me ask you this question, though, because I have had a biatch of a time putting in special instructions. Have they changed the app? Are you able to do that? That is because that is an order, Dawn.
Yeah, that is a weird one. Yeah.
Have you been able to? Have you tried it practically?
I have not tried it practically, but I've loaded up my card because I just did it the other day. So you're saying that that's not going to happen?
Colin has informed me when he has tried to do special, like simple special order stuff. For instance, When I get a caramel macchiato, which I don't really do anymore because it's a little too sweet now. Yeah. The older I get, I'm 92, but I need it. I not need Jason. I would like it upside down, which just basically means stirred.
Mm-hmm.
There is no place on that app to put in special instructions like that. That is a flaw, Starbucks.
Let's
just saying. I don't know. But
I'm looking at nitro cold brew with salted cream cold foam. Maybe I can say decaf on there and they can just figure out. I find it easier to not just give them the order, but to say, can you help me and let them figure it out?
Yes.
Go, this is what I want. I want this drink that you've created here, but make it decaf. And they're like, oh, okay, I can do this. And then just let them figure it out instead of that going, I want, you know.
That is a good strategy. That is, and may I say, since we're off on a tangent, but that's our show. Our show is a series of planned things and a lot of tangents, but that's why I love it. Can I say too? Yeah. Let me spin off onto something that I've mentioned on an episode of Two Fairy Godfathers, which go download the newest episode. Can I speak to the human race?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you are Starbucks deficient here in reality. But for the love of Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Donald, and Goofy.
Yeah.
When your asses get to the Walt Disney World, the busiest place in our hemisphere, can y'all know your order? Please, can I just ask you, you have 30 minutes waiting in that line, because no matter when you go to a Starbucks at Walt Disney World, you have at least 10 minutes to stand in line. Do not get up to the cash register and do this. Okay, Myrtle, should I get...
Myrtle.
Myrtle, should I get the... Is that a... Now, what's the difference between a cappuccino and a latte?
Google that in line.
No, no. If you want to see Colin... Well, this isn't true so much anymore. The older he gets, the more he kind of turns into me. But Colin is way more patient. If you would like to see Mr. Colin Matheson lose his mind, do that.
Yeah.
Wait until you get... Oh, I got email. Wait. I forgot to turn my soundbar down. Wait until you get to the counter and then start to ponder stuff.
Okay, Myrtle. It's a frappuccino.
It's just the lack of awareness that's just shocking to me. This is the kind of stuff that grinds my gears.
You know? Oh, yes. And especially there's no excuse because there are menu boards in front of you.
Yeah.
And if you can't see those, cast members hand out menus as you're waiting.
Oh, so nice. You honestly, are just, get a clue, people. They want to move this along.
You are just standing there. You have nothing. You have nothing else to do. So just... Yeah. Oh.
Don't you want to be efficient for the people behind you? Do they not have any sense of urgency that there's a line behind them? I wasn't raised that way. Get out of the way. Like when I was in the grocery store with my mom, like move over to the side. I mean, it's just stuff like that that,
Panda, who knows about Starbucks, she says the mobile order doesn't let people type in stuff like that because people would abuse it. Adding stuff like, please add vanilla, which, you know what I mean? Yeah. So that's a good point. Thank you, Panda.
She's a barista.
Yeah, I love you.
Former barista.
6:55. We'll be back. Passing notes, an update on Alexis. Would you rather and more after this.